Welcome back to the Benusa Pregame Show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Brian Schultz joined by Jeff Tesh of the Beavers. Jeff, every year brings new excitement. This year is no different, is it?
It isn't. And I really am having fun with this group of guys. I can't remember a team that's put more time and effort and made a commitment to improve our play. It's just exciting to go to practice every day. They battle, they compete against each other extremely hard, but at the same time, they really make practice fun. So I don't know how many games we'll win, but up to this point, it's just been a joy, and we can't wait to see these guys perform because of their attitudes and their efforts up to this point.
We talked a lot about roster specifics Wednesday night during Sports in the Round, but generally speaking, in your time in college football, have you ever had a side of the ball, here offense, that returns so many players and yet relatively is so young?
That's a good way to look at it. The receiving core, better way to look at it, we're not graduating anybody after this year. It shows you how young they are, to answer your question. And we certainly have to play better, those guys that are out there, and I think we will, and they have been playing better. But that's the good news. You know, hopefully the reps and the experience that they learned last year will make them better this year. And then, obviously, we got all those guys coming back next year. I think we lose maybe one or two guys off of this year's group of guys is all.
You rotated quarterbacks a lot last year. I know you're not naming a starter until kickoff here tonight. Is it a possibility of going the entire season again, rotating both?
It is. And it's probably not what we want. We'd love to have one of those guys step forward and be the man. But yet, I think they both deserve to play. I think they both can add some things to our offense. We just got to put them in the better situations to succeed. And would it be a perfect world? Nice just to have one guy. But you know, that is the most important backup on your team is your quarterback. And I think that'll be the same way this year for us.
You've got an awful lot of talent on the wide receiver position. How can those guys, whomever is playing quarterback?
Well, we got to find a way to spread the ball to them. And obviously with Blake Holder starting there, you know, his deep threat capabilities, you know, is we have to take advantage of that and keep the defenses from packing the science for this year. Our slot guys, Brady Schmidt, Juwan Riz, can control the game better. So I just think we are a little bit more diversified and further ahead with play action off of the running game, but we still got to be able to run the football.
Speaking of which, Tahi Namani is about as green of a college football player as you can get. How much better of a grasp of the game does he have after one full year last year?
Oh, just immensely better. I mean, he stayed here all summer. He's so much further along on his pass blocking. And then this Gannett transferred from Simon Fraser. He was our number one running back recruit a couple of years ago. And when he decided to transfer from there, because I believe they brought in some kid from the University of Oregon, we were elated. So I think we've got more depth there with quality running backs than we've had in quite a while.
More with Jeff Tesh later on the Benusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benusa Pregame Show on the Beaver Radio Network. Time now for part two with head coach Jeff Tesh. Defensive side of the ball, Jeff, you're pretty inexperienced. How does a guy like Colton Blazek, who has played a lot and been very successful, help that unit out on the field?
Well, it's going to start with the guys up front, and it's probably as young as we've been in a while. Up front, we've played, tried to start with the D-line, and we've had three-year starters that just graduated with Keebler and Ranky, and we are getting Mitch Elby back at nose, who blew his knee out towards the end of the year, and he looks fine. He's having no issues, so not a bad person to build your defense around, a good nose guard, especially in a 3-4 defense. But the two D tackles, Wershin, the interesting one you're going to see is a kid named Burgess, who looks undersized, doesn't look big enough, but he's just one of those guys, a John Randall for the Vikings, that just has a motor and plays hard and is going to just be disruptive. He's going to be a different looking defensive end than we've had in the past. So those guys got to play well, and they've got to free up our backers. But when you get a kid like Colton, he's going to fly around and make plays regardless, but it just makes it a little bit tougher for him if he's not free to run around.
You have two freshman corners that are going to see action tonight, one of them a true freshman. For lack of a better term, how do you baby those guys along until they get the experience?
I don't know how you hide those guys. I mean, that's why you hand out depth charts and everything, and right away when you see true freshman, he's going to get picked on. But it's interesting, the Olszewski kid is one who his grandfather was born in Bemidji, and the other interesting part, it came down to us in Augustana were his two final schools, and he picked us over them. He's a little bit more of a small-town kid. It looks like he's from Houston, but it's Alvin is about 30 miles south of Houston. So he's a small-town kid, and that's what he liked about the area, but he's a heck of a player, and I don't care at what level, though, you're going to have some growing pains. But he just continues to make play after play out there, and he is infectious, and he fits in and couldn't be happier. And then you look at Austin Contreras, he might have been in our starting lineup as a receiver this year. He was our most valuable freshman offensive scout, and we're just loaded with receivers. We need to get better people on the field in the secondary, more secondary guys, so we moved them, and it's been a interesting transition for him. But again, if you just go by pure athletic ability and what he can bring to the table, ball skills, he should be a good player, and we just hope that sooner than later.
It's cliche, but do you even care what Augustana is doing tonight?
When you watch them and you see the film, unless they're going to do something drastically different, it's what we practiced against. I would say maybe even more so offensively. They line up and do a lot of the same things our defense does, so we've been able to get a lot of good quality reps. There's a few different wrinkles that our defense will have to face, but right now it's time to just let her rip.
Home openers are always special. Night home openers at the Chet, I think, are even a little more special. How do you keep all these young guys' emotions in check?
I just think they're so sick of hitting each other, and so many of them were here this summer, and they've heard about the openers and everything, and you're right. I don't think you need to bite a chicken's head off for this one to get the guys ready to go. I think they should be ready to go, and then in some guys, you've got to bring them down a little bit to make sure they're concentrating on their assignments and everything. But I don't think there'll be any issue getting up for this.
Best of luck. See you in the postgame, Jeff.
Thank you.
Jeff Tesh, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next here on the Beaver Radio Network.